So the Mora Chiddush v'yafagav the batlinu lekulei. Of course, the Rashi is girsa, we're not girsa lekulei. So v'yafagav the batlinu. So Rashi lechol shiva. But yes, still the Gemara says it's no good. Mishum the batla daita etzakolodim. The Gemara says it's a svar yibim mavatol daita etzakolodim. In other words, even though you say it, we say you don't mean it because people don't do like this. The Rashi says lechol shiva batla daita etzakolodim. Not that you say you're not going to do it, we don't listen to you. It doesn't mean anything. Because most people, a normal person, you don't leave your blankets on the floor for 7 days. So therefore, it's not called you took away the avir, the air of the sukkah. So the schach is still possible, still called the malo mechofama. What about teven or bitloy? Let's say on the floor of the sukkah, you put straw. And you mevatel it there. You have das to leave it there. Rashi sheet there is lishiva for 7 days. Other Rishonim say you have to be mevatlit loylum. It's not enough just for 7 days. When you put the straw down on the floor, you have to have in mind now, I'm going to leave the straw there. So then it's a svara, the straw becomes part of the floor, and the floor is elevated. Now you don't have a space of 20 amos between the schach and the floor, it's kosher. But Rashi Shita is, it's enough just to mevatlit l'shiva. Abi, for these 7 days of sukkis, you don't plan to take it away, it's enough. So if you put straw on the floor, or bitlo, you have in mind to leave it there, have a meet. That's called good, you elevated the floor, and now you don't have 20 amas anymore between the floor and the tzach. The chol shchein offer a bitlo. For sure, if you put dirt on the floor, you add dust there, or dirt, to the floor, and you mavatl, you have in mind to leave it there for 7 days, for sure it's called a good bitl. That sukkah now is kosher. Now, what about teven v'yeinosin lefnoisei? You put straw on the floor, but you didn't have das to leave it there for 7 days. Just you don't have in mind now to take it away. In normal circumstances now, you're not going to take it away. You put the straw there, you don't need it for the next 7 days, so you don't have in mind now to take it away. But you still didn't have in mind, beferish, to leave it there. So what's the halacha? Ohu adin v'yofor stam. Let's say you put on your floor now of the sukkah, dirt stam. You didn't have in mind to leave it there. You didn't have a mind to mabatl it there. You just put it down stam. What's the halacha? So Gemara says, machlekes Rabbi Yosi Rabbonin. This is a machlekes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbonin, if it helps. Again, you have now your sukkah, that the schach is more than 20 yamas above the ground. So you want to elevate the ground, that the schach should not be 20 yamas above the ground. So if you're putting dirt on the floor now, you're elevating the floor by putting dirt, stam. You don't have in mind to leave it there or not to leave it there. Or else you're putting tevin, you're leaving straw, and you don't have das to mevatel it there, just ein osel lefnoisei. You don't have in mind to take it away. What's the halacha? So it's a machlokes Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbonin. The Tanan, we learned the Mishnah in Oilis, a shaila about tumas hameis. The halacha by a mace is, if you have a mace in the house, and there's an oil on top of the mace, so an oil means that there's at least a tefach of air space between the mace and the top roof, then we say it's called the good oil that keeps the tum inside. The tum does not shoot up, it doesn't go past the oil. Mashenkin, let's say there's no tefach between the mace and the oil. The mace is a very small oil. The mace is here, and right on top of the mace you have the cover. Then the loch is called tumma retutza, that the tumma bursts and goes through the oil and goes straight up, nothing stops it. As in order for a roof to stop the tumma from going up, there has to be a tefach space in between the mace and the oil, and the top. So now, ditanan, bayis, you have a house that a mace is inside there, shemilu tevin, you filled up this house now with straw, oitzruis, or else you put pebbles inside this room, ubitloi, and you had in mind to leave the straw there or the pebbles there, the locker is mavutal. It helps that now you took away the air of this room, and therefore the tumor of the mace is retsutza, shoots up as if there's no mechitza on top of it stopping it, because there's no more avir of a tefach there. So the diak is, bitlayin, by putting straw there, it's only if you had in mind to leave it there. You mavatl it there, you have a farish in mind, I'm going to leave it there. Ma'ashen ken loy bitlayin, but if you didn't speak out, you'd be mavatl to leave it there, it doesn't help. That's what the Tanakhama holds. The Tony Allah, we learned on this though, that Rabbi Yosi says like this, Tevin, let's say you're putting straw in this room now. All it is you don't have in mind to take it away. You don't need this straw for the next, or here by bias pasha means loylam. You don't have in mind to take it away. You don't need this straw anymore. Even though you didn't have in mind to leave it there, to mavatl it there, just as long as you don't need it, is harehu ka'ofa stam. Rabbi Yosef says the straw has the same halacha as if you would fill up the room with dust, with dirt, and you leave it there stam. You wouldn't have in mind to take it away. You don't have in mind to leave it there. You put it there stam, or bottle. Still it helps. So you see, Rabbi Yosef's shita is that by straw it helps as long as you don't have in mind to take it away. And when you put dirt down there, it helps even though you don't have in mind at all. You just put it down stam, it's called bottle. Now what about ofar v'yosad lefnoisai? What about you put dirt there, mamish dirt, but you have in mind to take it away, you need it. V'yosad lefnoisai. Is a reyu k'stam tevin v'loi bottle. Then the dirt has the same halacha as if you put straw stam, because you don't think whether you're going to leave it there, whether you're not going to leave it there. So by straw, that's no good. Because by straw, most probably the person needs it, he's going to use it. So even though you put it down now, we don't say you have in mind really to leave it there, it's only temporary there. So therefore it's not called part of the ground or here part of the house, and therefore we still see the avir, the space between the mace and the roof, therefore it's called the good oil. So just like there by oil ha-mace, you see it's a machlokes Rabbi Yosef in the Tanakhama, by putting straw down, when you don't have in mind, if you don't have in mind to take it away, or else you put dirt down, stam, that according to Tanakhama it's no good. It's only good if you mavatlet mamish. You have in mind, I'm going to leave it there. Then it's called botlas, part of the house. And Rabbi Yosef says, no, by tevin, by straw, it's enough. Just you don't have in mind to take it away. And by dust, by dirt, it's enough, stam, just putting it there. Even though you don't think about leaving it there, but since you don't think about taking it away either, that's enough. Suwa din by sukkah would be the same halacha also. In the case where you want to elevate the ground, if you put dirt on the floor, according to Rabbi Yosef, the sukkah would be kosher. And if you put straw on the floor, if you don't have in mind to take it away, it would also be kosher according to Rabbi Yosef. Right. What about hoysu gavoya meyesra mama? Let's say the schach of the sukkah was lamala meyesra mama. It was very high, it was more than 20 yamas above the floor. Now, v'hutzin yordin v'toich chofama. Hutzin means that's like leaves. Like you have schach, the leaves of the schach is coming into the sukkah. V'hutzin, that's like the leaves, are coming in yordin v'toich chofama. It comes into the chofama of the sukkah. In other words, if you start counting the schach from the bottom of the leaves, when the leaves shoot down, there at that space to the floor, it's less than 20 amos. In other words, the schach starts on top, it's 25 amos. Or 22 amas above. But then the leaves come down 2 amas down, and they come into the 20 amas mark. So what's the lochem? Do you count the schach from the bottom of the leaves, and then there's less than 20 amas of space between the floor and the beginning of the schach would be kosher? Or no, we don't count those leaves? So it depends. Im tilsa meruba mechamosam sheira. If the shade of these leaves is more than the chama, more than the sun, that is ksheira. In other words, let's say we take away the whole top part of the schach, and you'd only have these leaves here. Now these leaves by itself would be kosher schach, they by themselves would cause it to be rove tzeil, rove shade, more than the sun, then it's ksheira, it's a kosher sukkah. Why? Because we say, like, dal mihoch at the top part of the schach. Just look at these part of the leaves that are coming down now into the sukkah, into the chofam of the sukkah. Therefore, the sukkah is kosher, because that's the bottom layer of the schach, and from that to the floor, it's less than 20 yamas. So therefore, there's no psul. V'yimla psula. But if not, let's say the leaves that come down into the chof ama mark is not enough schach by itself. It doesn't cause enough shade by itself. It itself would be mostly sunny. Now, what causes all the shade? The top part of the schach. But since the top part of the schach is lamalum and chof ama, it's more than 20 yamas above the ground, therefore the sukkah is posel. According to the Rabbanan and the Baal Mishnah, that whenever the schach is lamala mechof, the sukkah is posel. Hoyso gvoya yutfochim. Let's say the sukkah, hoyso gvoya yutfochim. The schach was 10 tfochim above the ground. So that's a kosher sukkah. The Mishnah says it has to at least be 10 tfochim off the ground. So you had that. The schach was 10 tfachim off the ground. But for hutzin yordin l'toich yud. But now you have these leaves sticking down into the sukkah, into the yud tfachim of the avar of the space of the sukkah. What's the halacha? So sovra abayi l'meimah, poshra abayi wanted to say, it depends. that im chamosim ruba mitzulsom, let's say these little leaves that are sticking down, they're not enough to make shade by itself. By itself would be mostly sunny, there'd be only a little bit shade. So therefore it's not called kosher eschach, it doesn't take away from the space of the sukkah. Therefore you thought to say ksheira, it's a kosher sukkah now. So Rashi, why? The minyanim, just like when it's too high up, if there's too much sun, it's not called tzach. The same way now, benemucha, when you want to make it too small to pass it, nami lememayte livsum. Therefore, if you have mostly sun, you won't have enough shade from these leaves coming down. It's not called kosher tzach. So it's as if we don't have the schach here. Therefore, the schach first starts from where? From the top layer of the schach. And the top layer of the schach is 10 tvachim above the ground. So Abaye thought to say, like we should say, that the sukkah is still kosher. Oh, Malay Rav, answer back, no. Here it's possum. He said, Hor diras ruchi. You should know it's not called the good sukkah. It's called the diras ruchi. You can't live there. In other words, the svara why the roof, the schach, has to at least be 10 tefachim tall, that's the least amount that you can live half normally. You could sit there at least, you could enjoy your meal there, you could sit there. He was saying if you have some leaves poking you down, even though those leaves coming down is not really kosher schach, it's very little, it's not enough to cause more shade than cham, it'll be more sun than shade, it's not kosher schach, but our kolporim is not livable though now in this sukkah. Because the whole thing is only 10 tefachim high. And the top tefach there, you have leaves coming down, it's not livable. That's called diras rucha. It's not called the good dira. So pashut halacha we hold, that's mamish pasul. The sukkah is it's a psul in the sukkah. The sukkah has to be roi to live there. A diras rucha is pasul. The Rambam brings down this lashon to say that if you do it, you didn't do a nice thing, the Rambam says. Masha from the Rambam, you were makayim the mitzvah sukkah. It just you didn't do a mitzvah min amukher. Because you have to make a good sukkah that it could be livable there. If you make it a diras rucha, the Rambam paskins, it's not such a good mitzvah. But mashma according to Rambam, you are makayim the mitzvah. But I call upon Malach, we hold not like that. Malach, we hold the posh of the Gemara's mashma, it's a psul in the sukkah. It's called diras rucha, and therefore that's not called a sukkah, it's not called a sukkah you can live comfortable. It has to at least be 10 tefachim there that you can live nicely. Mashenkin Malach, let's say, it's the noye sukkah that's hanging down. Let's say you have a sukkah that's exactly 10 tefachim tall. That's all it is, or 40 inches, let's say. Sorry, 10 tefachim tall. And you have noise sticker coming down, then we pass it in its kosher. Because even though it's not so comfortable, but you're doing it to make it look nicer, like you don't mind that. You're making the sukkah look nicer. So that you have some noise sticker, some decorations coming down, that would still be kosher. Right, another case. Again, you have the schach, that's l'malo mechofama. So the way it is now, it's possible according to the Rabbanan. The schach was more than 20 yamas above the ground. So you want to make it kosher. So one of the answer is, ubona vo itzdebo. You build in the middle of the sukkah a platform, like this first picture here. In other words, the lines here is called the itzdebo. The real sukkah should be one, these three walls you see, that's the big sukkah. And the schach on top was 25 yamas tall. So an answer is on the bottom on the floor, build a platform and raise the platform, let's say 5 amos. So now from the top of the platform until the schach, it's less than 20 amos. So that's the way to make it kosher if you stand on top of the itzdebo. We'll soon see about that. So the Baal uvona bo itzdebo, kinege doifenem tzoit, like this picture, at the opposite of the middle wall. In other words, opposite the middle wall, all across it, you made a platform. Al pnei kula, that went from the right side to the left side. Now we're at this first picture. So you have a platform now, straight across from one side to the other side, coming out from the middle wall. V'yesh bo hechsher sukkah. Now this platform by itself is at least 7 by 7 tochim. There's a hechsher sukkah here. Is a lochik shera. You have a kosher sukkah right now. Because from the top of this platform until the schach is less than 20 yamas. Therefore it's a kosher sukkah. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, doifen em tsoi, de stam sukkah bash loishu defanis. Usually a regular sukkah in the Gemara has only 3 walls. Kimas nisim, like the Mishnah says, for a viyasi kula pesach, the 4th wall used to be open, like our Mishnah says. All you need is just 3 walls for the sukkah. So you made this itzdebo, this platform, apnei kula, Shemagian Beis Rosh Yitzhabu Le Beis Defanas Aptodim. It reaches both the right and left side. The Yitzhabu Binyan Avodim. It's a type of a platform made from stone. V'tit im yesh bo itzbo shir hech shesukam kitana. If you have the size on this platform of shiva tvachim umashu tahainu roish rubu v'shechonai. Here Rashi says what's called the hech shesukam, not only 7 by 7 tvachim, but Rashi Shita is here at least. You need 7 and a mashu. It has to be a little bit more than 7 tvachim. So Mashar doesn't know why Rashi says it. Mashal says all over Masech the Sukkah, we always say the smallest amount for Hechsha Sukkah is enough, Shiva Shiva. You just have to have 7 Tfachim by 7 Tfachim. Here Rashi says you need a little bit more. You need Shivu Machza, Shivu Mashu. A little bit more than 7 by a little bit more than 7. That's what you need. Alright, the Ritzvah, the Pnei Yeshua wants to say a Teretz here. That's only over here Rashi saying it. Because the Pshat is that it's the Bohir, we have to make it as if the walls reach the Sukkah. He goes to the pshat that you'll have to put the wall on top of the itzbah also. So if the itzbah would only be 7 by 7, there wouldn't be room there to put the wall on top of the itzbah. So the melasukah would be possible. So there has to be a little bit more mashu here, that there should be space to put the wall on top of the itzbah. Like it has to look as if the itzbah is the whole sukkah. As if you could put a wall on top of the itzbah. That's why here Rashi says it has to be shevo machza. Berachnam, if the Yeshua learns Rashi's also asking, other places, if you just have a regular 3 walls to the sukkah, as long as the space inside is 7 by 7, it's not kosher. You only need the mashu here in order to be able to say you could put the wall on top of this platform. But that's halacha. Now, Rashi has a chiddush here, the next Rashi, Kshera. Rashi learns now this whole sukkah is kosher. So Rashi learns, kol ha-sukkah, sheyesh lo gimel defanis. Rashi learns the whole sukkah is kosher. Even the first part of the sukkah that doesn't have the platform is also kosher. You're allowed to eat in there also. Vayhechtu Rashi sukkah says afilu mitzvah b'hovo. Even from outside the platform, it's also kosher. The minyan chalolim rosh itzvah, because the ikus sukkah taka we count from top of the platform umala until the schach v'nimtza doifin and soy kula kosher. So it comes out this back wall, the middle wall, is completely kosher. Because the back wall here has the platform, which is elevated. So now from the top of that until the schach is less than 20 amis. So this back wall for sure is kosher. And the Rashi Shita is the 2 side walls also, up until the platform is kosher. Now what's the problem? When the wall goes further than the itzbah, than the platform, over there the ground, until the schach is more than 20 amis. So Rashi Shita is that the Gemara later in the Yutes says, that if you have part of the wall is kosher, and then the wall extends, even though the part that extends is puzzle, Rashi learns from the Gemara later that you're allowed to sit in that part of the sukkah also. That's Rashi Shita. As long as you have a good part of the wall that's kosher, and then the wall extends and goes further, as long as the wall goes and the schach on top, you're allowed to eat under that schach. Even though here Lamais at that point, it's Lamala Mechofama, still it's kosher. But that's Rashi Shita. The Rosh over here argues on Rashi. We're not going to go into it too much. We'll wait till we see that Gemara and Daf Yutes. Yeah, but Rashi Shita the area is kosher, the whole sukkah, even outside the Itzbar also. Weiter. What about Umin Hatzad? Let's say you build the Itzbar, the platform, like the second picture. You didn't build it straight in the middle, in the back wall, but you made it on the right side. So the mice is only kineged the right wall and the top wall, that's all you have. So really you only have now 2 walls of the sukkah that's kosher. Because the third wall is lamaisa there, there's no platform. So here on the left side, the second picture, the schach is more than 20 amas above. So like that wall is puzzle. So why is it kosher? So the Mar says, O min atzad, if you made the platform on the side, it depends. Im yesh misvas itzbo lekoisom. If this white space on the left side, from the end of the platform until the third wall, if it's more than Dalad Amis away, then Psula, then the sukkah is possible. Because the Maitza, this third wall, you can't use at all. Because by that wall, the schach is more than 20 Amis above the floor. So it's possible. You could only use where you have the platform, the right wall, and the top part of the middle wall. That's only 2 walls. 2 walls is a possible sukkah. So mainly, if the left wall, the third wall, is more than Dalad Amis away from the platform, it's possible. Mashen kein pochus miyarb amis. Let's say the third wall here is less than Dalad Amis away from the itzbah, from the platform, then we say ksheira. Then the whole sukkah is kosher. I will soon see the whole thing is not as kosher. Ksheira. Why is it kosher? The chora my kamash v'lon. What are you teaching me now? Why is it kosher? The yarmina, because we say a new yisayid by sukkah. The yarmina doifin akuma. We say a svar of a doifin akuma means we can make a wall become crooked. You can make the wall itself crooked, as if to say, let's say this third wall, this left wall now. That wall true is lamala mechof. It's more than 20 amos above, so it's no good. But we'll take a look as if this top wall now, the Rashi there is, it goes up and it turns over. So now here, this part here was the Yitzhaba over here. You had the whole sukkah here, so here you build the Yitzhaba. So now right over here you have a wall coming up here and you have a wall coming up here. Now this here is kosher, but over here the wall coming up here is puzzle, because this whole space here is less than 20 amos. If you say, if this here is less than Dalad Amos away, so I say Doifin Akuma means this wall, when it comes up, it turns over and comes all the way to here. As if to say this wall first ends right next to the Yitzhaba. So we look as if the wall comes down to here. Another way, we could extend this wall, Rashi Shita Riz, Doifin Akuma, we say the wall goes up and becomes crooked, turns over. So this top tzchach is not part of the tzchach, it's part of the wall. So we look as if this third wall now comes over, extends mamash till above of the Yitzhaba, and it comes right down on the Yitzhaba. So therefore, this Yitzhaba, this platform now, has three walls to it. It has the right wall, because here it's less than 20 amos. It has this wall here, it's less than 20 amos. And the third wall now is also kosher, because we say Dofen Akuma. We say this third wall on the left side, it goes up, and the schach, it becomes part of the wall. The wall itself turns over, and it first comes down next to the Yitzhaba. And the Rosh speaks out, according to where Rashi learns, that the top part of the schach becomes part of the wall, then you can't sit under that wall. Like this whole, the whole open space of the sukkah is possible to sit there, because it doesn't have any schach. The schach of this wall is part of the wall. So for sure, according to Rashi Shita, you could only sit underneath the Yitzhaba. The schach underneath the Yitzhaba, that's all. But the schach on the left side, it's possible because it's not part of the schach, it's part of the doifin. Rashi says, "Pochus medal damas ksheira." Rashi, "Shafu huchsher al yodai," because it becomes kosher because of this doifin akuma. The kaim alon Rashi says, "Halach lemoshim sinai." The machshire sukkah idei akimas doifin. You have a right to crooked, turn over, bend over the wall. Ad arbamis. If it's only arbamis, chosam ashu a little bit less than arbamis, we could bend over the wall. Rashi says, "Veroyin tzchach elyon." We look as if this top tzchach, that's more than 20 amos above the ground, ha-machubul ha-doifin ha-rochuk, that it's attached to this end of the third wall, like this left wall here. The schach on top goes all the way to that left wall. So we say now that the schach, kilahu min ha-doifin. We look as if the top schach becomes part of the wall. In other words, the wall goes up and turns over, becomes crooked like. That's doifin akuma. V'yokum ad k'neged tzvah sitzteba. So therefore we look as if the wall first comes down right next to the platform. Therefore this platform now has three walls on all three sides of it. Therefore it's a kosher sukkah. That's the pshat of doifin akuma. That we say a wall, we'll soon see another pshat of doifin akuma, another way of saying doifin akuma, that the wall comes over next to the schach. For the Gemara, if that's the chidshit, you say doifin akuma, pshit do we say it? For the Gemara Tanina, we learned the Mishnah like that later. Tanina, we learned later that bayis, if you have a house, shenivchas, your roof caves in. You have a house, and the roof caves in. And now, if it's so, you want to use this room for sukkah. So what do you want to do? You want to put the schach on top of the open roof. The roof caved in. So you put schach now on top of the hole in the roof. But the hole is not completely mamish all the way to the wall. Like, the hole is in the middle. It says, Lashon here, im yesh min ha-koysel, let's say from the wall until where your hole took place, where you put in the schach, there's dal damas there of the old roof, then it's posel. Because the roof is posel schach. Where does the schach first start? 4 amas away in the middle of the roof, that's posel. Because you don't have the walls near the schach. Mashenkin apochus mikan, let's say from where the wall where the wall goes up. And then you have a little piece of roof still left over, only 3 amos wide. And then the hole starts, we have yeschach, the luck is at the kosher sukkah. Where the wall is, it's not near the schach. Where the wall is, you still have 3 amos of roof, which is post l'schach. So why is it kosher? Because we say Doifin Akuma, the same svara. We look as if this wall goes straight up and the top roof is part of the wall. So as if to say the wall first ends where the hole is. So the roof, the wall ends mamash where the schach is starting. So since in the middle there you have your kosher schach, it's a kosher sukkah. So we see as long as the wall is less than dalad amas away from the hole, we look as if that top roof is part of the wall. So we know this yisrael already that we say doifin akuma. So what's your chiddush here by this sukkah here, by the ixtabo, it's also kosher you say doifin akuma. So Mara says, now the time I would have thought like this. Hosamu dechaz yil doifin. Over there we're talking about a house. Now the house is talking about the walls are not 20 amas tall. The walls are normal walls. Let's say they're 10 amas tall. That's all. So really, the wall is called a good wall. Now, what's the chesaron though? That next to the wall there's a roof, and the roof is posur schach. So then we say doifin akuma. In other words, since this doifin, the wall is really good for a sukkah. Let's say you knock off the roof altogether, mamash until the wall, and you put the schach all the way on top of the roof. Avada bikasha then. It's only possible now because next to the wall, there's still some part of the old roof there. But the wall itself is a kosher wall. Maybe that's when I say Doifin Akuma. So I say, since you wall, you're less than 20 yamas tall, it's a kosher wall for sukkah, then I can say Doifin Akuma. I look as if the wall becomes part of that roof, since it's less than dalad amas away from the schach, and we say it's a kosher Doifin. The chazal Doifin. Avol hocha. Mashenka here in our case. This third wall, lemais, is more than 20 yamas tall. So it's a posel wall for a sukkah. It's not roi for the doifin. I would say, hey, maybe don't say doifin akuma. In other words, doifin akuma means if you have a wall already, I could make the wall crooked to make it kosher. But here, a wall that's more than 20 yamas tall is posel for a sukkah. So in the gate hilcha sukkah, it's like you don't have a wall there altogether. So I would have thought, maybe you don't say doifin akuma. Kamashma, no. Still we say doifin akuma. Even though it's 20 yamas tall, but since after we said the Doifin Akuma, that this third wall gets attached to the schach, and it comes mamash to where the platform begins, and by the platform it's less than 20 yamas tall, so Melu, we look as if we have a good wall there, therefore the sukkah is kosher. That's the Chiddush. Fine, what about another Chiddush? Hoy so gevoya michofama. Again, another case. The schach was more than 20 yamas above the floor, so the sukkah is possible now. Obana itztabob yemsiyusa, and you build the platform right smack in the middle of the sukkah, not connected any one of the three walls. The platform is not near any wall. The platform is mamish in the middle of the sukkah, 7 by 7 tefachim in the middle of the sukkah. You build the platform, and all three walls are pasla walls, because the walls are more than 20 yamas tall. What's halacha? So the din is the same thing. Im yesh. If from the end of your platform until the wall, arba amis lecharuach ruach psula, if there's 4 amis or more from the platform until the wall, then it's possible. You can't say doifin akuma, so you don't have kosher walls. You have a platform without walls, it's not a sukkah. Mashenkein pochus mi arba amis. Let's say this platform from the end of the platform until the wall is less than dalad amis away, ksheirim. Then we say the makom of the platform is a kosher sukkah, because we say doifin akuma. We say the side walls go up, and the top schach becomes part of this wall. Now, where does that wall end? Exactly where the itztabo starts. So, as if by the itztabo, you have 3 walls around the platform. And again, according to Rashi Shita, you will not be allowed to eat on the side of the itztabo, because that's not schach, that's part of the wall. You could only eat underneath the itztabo itself. What are you telling me now? The arena doifin akuma, that we say doifin akuma, where this platform is in the middle of the sukkah, and all 3 walls are lamala mechof. Still, we say if the walls are less than dalad amos away from the platform, it's kosher. Why? Because you say doifin akuma. For the Gemara, hainu hach. We already learned it already before. We had that's the case of the itztabo, where the itztabo was on the side and it reached 1 wall. That we said for the 3rd wall is kosher, because we said doifin akuma. So you already told me that you said doifin akuma by sukkah. What's the chiluk between the second picture here, where the platform was on the right side, or in our case now that the platform is in the middle? What's the difference? In both places, you have to come on to doifin akuma. So Mar says, yes, there's a chiddush here. Ma'al d'tei, I would think like this. Doifen akuma meruach achas amrinen. We only say doifen akuma from one wall, one side, like this second picture here, where you build the platform on the right side of the sukkah. So the only problem is you're missing the third wall on the left side. So I would think for one wall, I say doifen akuma, that's true. Avo kol ruach ruach light. But here we have the platform right smack in the middle of your sukkah. It's not near any wall at all. Like mamash, in the middle of the room here, you make the platform. So all the three walls on the side are lamala mechaf. So I would have thought that the three walls really are puzzle. The only way you can make a kosher, if you say doifen akuma, all three walls, you say it goes up to the roof, to the schach, and it becomes part of the doifen, mamash to the middle of the room where you have the platform. So I would think maybe on all four sides or three sides, you don't say doifen akuma. Only in the first picture where it's doifen akuma for the third wall, you say it. But maybe for all three walls, you don't say it. Kamash mlun. That's the second chiddush you know. Even if you have the platform right smack in the middle of the sukkah, and you have to come on to doifen akuma for all three sides of the wall, all three walls, still you're allowed to say doifen akuma. That's the chiddush here. So the Rishonim the Master Kasher Mitzvah, the Chura, this you said that you say doifen akuma on all four walls, we learned already. That was the case before by Bayish and Nifchas, Vestichach Agabov. Alright, our girsa, they had the girsa, Bayish and Nifchas B'Yemtziusa, they had a girsa. That the house, like the roof, caved in the middle. So the middle of the roof caved in. Still we say, if the hole in the middle is less than Dal Damas away from the four walls, then you're allowed to put Schach in the middle of the hole there, and there's a kosher sukkah. Why is it a kosher sukkah? Because we say Deif and Akuma. We say all three walls on the side, it goes up, since it's less than Dal Damas away from the hole, we say it goes up, and that first part of the roof is part of the wall, and you say Deif and Akuma on all three sides to make the sukkah kosher. So what does the Gemara say now? Why we think you only say Deif and Akuma on one side, not on three sides? We already learned before that a bayish and nifchas, you say that on all three sides. So the Ritzvah answers, that's different. Over there by the bayis, really like the Gemara said before, Svarim, the walls of the bayis is roy to be a wall of a sukkah. The wall by itself is not 20 yamas tall. The only concern was you had a little roof on top. So where the walls itself are roy to be walls, then you say avada doifen akuma on all three sides. But here the chiddush is that all three sides, the walls are more than 20 yamas high. So on all three sides, the walls are not roy to be a doifen. And also you have to say doifen akuma on all three sides. That I would think you wouldn't say. Like either one by itself you would say. When you have only a sarn of one wall, like here the third wall, even though it's more than 20 yamas high, you say doifen akuma. Even though that wall by itself is possible, you say doifen akuma. Where you have the house, and all three walls are kosher walls, really, they're less than 20 yamas tall, then also I say doifen akuma for all three walls. But here I have two chasroinis. Zai, all three walls are more than 20 yamas high, so by themselves they're not kosher for a wall. Plus you have to say doifen akuma on all three sides, maybe you don't say it. That's the chmashton of the Gemara, no. That even though you have two chasroinis, zai, the walls are more than 20 yamas tall, and you have to say on all three sides, still the lach is, we say doifen akuma, and the sukkah is kosher in the middle. Where you have your schach in the middle, above the platform, that's where it's kosher. Right. Hoysob chuse meyut. Let's say your sukkah, the schach, was less than 10 tefachim above the ground. So that's possible. The Mishnah said it's only kosher if it is at least a chalala, a space of 10 tefachim between the floor and the schach. Let's say you only have 9 tefachim. Now you want to make it kosher, the chokak bo kadeh lashlimai. So what do you do in the middle of your sukkah now? You dig a hole like to make it that if you stand inside the hole, there'll be 10 tefachim from the floor of that hole until the sukkah. So that's the chokak bo. You hollow out a hole there. Kadeh lashlimai yasara. In order to make it that from the bottom of that hole, there's 10 tefachim to the schach. So it depends. So avada, you have to hollow out the size of at least 7 by 7. You have to make a kosher sukkah there. Now, im yesh mismas chakak, or lekois of gimel tefachim, if we say from where you hollowed out in the middle of the sukkah, your hole, if from the end of the hole until the real wall of the sukkah, there's gimel tefachim, that you can't say loved, then we say psula. Because even though true, in the middle of the sukkah you have a hole that's yud tefachim high, but what does that got to do with the sukkah? Sukkah needs walls. You have to look by the wall. Since by the wall it's only 9 tefachim off the ground, so it's a pasla sukkah. Only if the wall is less than gimel tefachim away from the hole, then it's kosher. Vashneikin saying, p'chusa mishloisha tefachim, sheirom.